and Georgia Harmer on November 8th at the Broom. Billy Pfaffel, Guy Davis, and Rhea May are also playing at the Broom on November 12th, 15th, and 16th, respectively. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
What's going on? What are you still working on? Tanya Dunhaskigon, then on Zewatahun Sadache, Ungahuan, and Hadiwanodos, and the Aboriginal voices, Oscar Dewanyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock, and you're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. And we're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani, Nich Kime, Doug Farquhar, Dijnikaz, Minwa Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Ishnabi, Noewin. And here we go, Sean. It's going to be an exciting evening.
Yeah.
Not only because it's the end of October, and all the kids are getting excited, including the big kids like us. But we have two special guests in our studios today.
We do have two guests.
So first, at the control center, Genevieve, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We're doing fine.
What did you call her?
Genevieve.
Genevieve.
All right. Is it French or English?
Well, people ask that a lot, but it is English, but I know it does sound kind of French.
Okay, so Genevieve.
Genevieve, yes.
Sorry about that.
I heard her. Why would you? You were here.
Hey,
why are you calling her?
Jennifer. No, I wouldn't do that. No.
Genevieve.
You're making it difficult
for me.
Might
have to get yourself a...
Maybe a name tag.
Name tag.
Yeah.
Just for Doug.
No.
And we also have Madeline.
Hi, this is Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
I can't mess that up, can I?
I was going to say, no. can you try?
No, I won't even try.
Alrighty. So Madeline, Genevieve, Shadows.
Mm-hmm. And welcome to our live broadcast.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Real quick. Madeline.
Yes.
Do you go to school here? What year are you in?
I'm a first year student, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
First year.
Happy to be here.
For what?
I'm right now in general arts side, but I'm planning to major in English literature and minor in music.
Oh yeah, major in literature.
Yes.
With a view to do what?
I hope to be a writer one day and possibly maybe come back here as a professor. We'll see.
Okay. What was the other thing?
I'm planning to minor in music.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
What do you play?
I play the guitar.
Oh.
So, you know, we're not known for our theory skills, but.
All right. That's good. Like electric?
I play both. Electric, acoustic, folk, rock. You name it, I'll play it.
Nice.
It's out in the car right now.
You want to get it? Do you have it?
Oh, maybe not tonight.
Maybe we can. Do we have one over there someplace?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to take a look.
That would be fun if we could get you. You know what? We should play some Don Ross.
Oh.
Just for Madeline. Anyways, now I'm going to go on to Genevieve. First year?
Second year.
Mm-hmm. Second year. Now, for both of you, only answer one at a time.
Okay.
Why'd you decide to do radio?
Genevieve, you want to start us off?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm really passionate about music. I'm constantly listening to it. I have a record player at my house, been collecting vinyl for a couple years now. So I heard about this actually on the sidewalk sale when they had it back in September, and there was a booth there, and I got talking to one of the people at it, and it just really seemed up my alley, and I decided to join from there, and so far I've been loving it.
All right. So what sort of program? Just music program?
I have a new one coming up called Peace, Love, and Jenny.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what day are they thinking of putting that one on?
That is Saturdays on, I think, 8 p.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Madeline?
Yeah, so, I mean, similar to Genevieve, you know, I've grown up around music. My parents are also big music fans. You know, I grew up with all the greats, you know. Just saw Bob Dylan this summer, wearing a David Bowie t-shirt today, you know. I got it, you know, you love them all. And I also am a big record collector, and kind of the one thing going into university I knew I wanted to do was I was going to find the radio show and I was going to have a program. So I'm making it.
Nice.
Well, I'm glad both of you are here tonight, but also to add to the station. And I just listening to you, I thought, you know, I know where your first guest could be for your show.
Absolutely.
Madeline, you could be interviewing Genevieve.
Oh,
I think that'd be perfect.
There we go.
So you that's how that your radio shows evolve. Mm-hmm. You know, you meet people, you happen to ask, or you just sit and listen to them and say, "Hey, have I got an opportunity for you?" You know, I know a number of years that we've had here at CFRC and in our studios, musicians who have come to talk to us. And the one I think of it is Don Ross, and we will get a Don Ross song to share with you, so you can hear that. But I remember Harry Benedict came from Akwesasne First Nation, and that's near Cornwall, towards Quebec. And he like you, played his guitar. Mm-hmm. But he learned that if he goes on the road, he's got to carry all the equipment with him, and it was a big problem. So he decided that he would try it by going to all the different radio stations to see who would be willing to, you know, talk to him and let him share his music. And that way that he could get a lot of people to hear it. And so you never know the musicians that you run into or meet. And since then, he's been fine. He's had his records and now MP3s and WAV files that come to us or to go to other radio stations. So you never know. Just have fun.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you can get the old guys, though.
No, some of them are a little preoccupied.
Yeah.
Put it nicely.
Anyway. So this is really great. I'm glad to have you here. Now you're getting experience with working with the board here and putting a show together. Well, you know, we've got all the parts ready, but we'll go through. And so don't worry about it. And we'll give you each a chance to try out, ask lots of questions on the air or off the air. Doesn't matter. Okay.
Okay.
One of the things that I did pick up, Sean, was an Ottawa newspaper last week.
And why?
It was delivered to my door.
Was it?
Yeah.
You get the Ottawa newspaper?
No, family members came to visit and said, could you look after our dog? And we said, sure. And here's the Ottawa paper
then you
from
got the
today.
Newspaper.
Oh, was I supposed to use it for the dog?
No. Might have been.
Well, no, I read
it. Oh, it's really good for.
In the paper. I'm going to share it with you later.
All right.
But this will be coming up after. Were they
talking about us?
After we do a song. Maybe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because the reporters had this issue about water and water quality in a North Bay community. And the reporter did some digging, much like you and I did way back, you know, in the late 1990s, early 2000s, when we were digging into water quality and why the federal government wasn't doing something, or the provincial government, to protect the people in certain communities across Ontario or even across Canada. The water issue is a very big issue, and there are people who are getting very sick because of the contaminants in the water. Well, here we are at 2025, and I get a newspaper delivered, and the title says, North Bay Community Water Difficulties, Water Problems. And I'm thinking, water problems? Well, getting the water? No. It has to do with what's contaminant is in the water.
Oh, no.
And they found that the federal government had been withholding information. I'll tell you lots more later, okay? But, you know, one of the things that we do have to do is go to a song. And we have a special song just for the two of you to listen to and think about. Adrian Sutherland is the artist who put it together. He's from up near Attawapiskat. That's up James Bay area. And the song that he wrote is a very important one that came to him as he was out on the snow and the ice and trying to get home after his snowmobile broke down. And it's called Respect the Gift.
Gotta give it all you got.
This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
The Sexual Health Resource Center is a confidential, non-judgmental, sex-positive, pro-choice, queer-positive, non-heteronormative, and feminist information and referral service for questions regarding sex, sexuality, and sexual health. We also offer the sale of at-cost safer sex products and toys. Our center is staffed by trained volunteers who are knowledgeable about the products we sell and respond to client inquiries made in person or by telephone. We are hosting sex trivia at Queen's Pub on October 23rd.
Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information. My shoelace, first time I cut a bone, I tread over my shoelace.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
And there we go, Genevieve. What did you think of them?
I loved it. It was great.
Who were they even? Who are those singers? The ones that just got done singing. Who were they?
Which one? Before the ads and the promos?
Well, I don't know. The ones that were singing before.
Okay. Adrian Sutherland.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Good.
Was it good?
I don't know if it was my favorite, but that doesn't matter. I'm sure the masses do enjoy it.
That's good. All right. I was thinking that we've got everything laid out now, ready to go.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. And?
Doug.
Yes.
We didn't ask Genevieve what she was studying.
That's why you stopped me from asking her earlier. Okay, yeah.
Well, I guess I can go ahead then. I'm a second year student in Queen's Commerce right now.
There we go.
Yeah.
But.
Wait a minute, Queen's Commerce, let me explain that. for the folks at home that wouldn't know what that is.
Yeah, well, I'd say commerce is definitely a variety of things. That's what's so great about the degree. I'd say when people are confused when I say that, I usually just go with business is my go-to. But yeah, you can do so much with it. But I actually want to kind of do something a little that's not so much done with a commerce degree, but go into law.
Oh, I was thinking maybe tariff negotiations or something.
Potentially.
Well, wait a minute, say it again.
Tariff negotiating. Oh.
I thought you said something else.
Oh, no.
I'm like, wait a minute.
No. Tariff.
Went dark there. Yeah, that'd be a good one, that tariff thing. but also, I only heard this. I wanted her to talk about it, like, off air. I don't know. Somehow I feel like it's not as fun if you already know what she does.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
But I think it is.
No, it's not, Doug. So you have another direction that you are thinking to practice. Go.
Yeah, well, I want to go into law. I definitely want to go into corporate law, but I'm thinking potentially a subsect of that is entertainment law.
All right. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Now, why entertainment law?
Well, I actually didn't even realize fully, like, I never thought of that before. And I went to a conference last year and an entertainment lawyer was speaking at it. And what she was saying she does kind of she more focused with musicians and stuff like that. But everything she was saying was really interesting to me. And I didn't even think to cross my mind that I could combine law and music. So I think that's really
nice.
Unique. Yeah.
So... Maybe it could be Madeline's lawyer.
Yeah, there we go.
Absolutely.
You need a lawyer?
There you go.
Someday.
We put people together, Doug.
That's great. Yeah.
Okay. I'm done.
Well, I'm gonna draw the lawyer part out because the newspaper I told you about, you've got in your hand. And just first of all, what date was the actual... part of that newspaper article?
The paper, let me check. This is from Tuesday, October 21st, 2025.
Okay, so a week ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the title, this is what caught my eye.
The title, well, for this certain article, it's North Bay's Secret Toxic Waters.
So I was wondering, okay, why would there be secret waters that are toxic in North Bay? So I thought, what's there?
Okay, let me give it a read for everyone. The federal government concealed toxic water contamination in North Bay, Ontario for almost 5 years before warning residents of a dangerous chemical spill from the city's airport and a nearby military base. Records obtained by the Investigative Journalism Bureau show in 2012, the Department of National Defense discovered the elevated levels of so-called forever chemicals associated with a growing list of health issues, including cancers, kidney disease, liver problems, a immune function and birth defects, according to the records.
And so this has all been hidden until this reporter started digging around and said, what are we doing with this now? Mm-hmm. And so both of you are young. Have you ever heard about water quality problems in your own communities? Madeline?
I think where I live, I'm from Mississauga, so we aren't few close to many reservations, but I know that can be a lot of issues of, you know, government sometimes taking advantage of those reservations. And, you know, I've heard lots of things about fracking as well and how that affects water quality. So I think it's, once again, like this reporter's doing, it's really important to sort of stay on top of these things and make sure you're always questioning what your source is and where you're getting information from, and you know that you're listening to the people you live around and you're listening to your community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with everything you just said. I personally, I'm from Kingston, so I haven't really heard of that happening in Kingston, but I've definitely heard of same thing, that stuff happening in reserves close to Kingston and throughout Canada. But I really agree with that. Like, you need to really check where you're getting these sources from and to realize maybe sometimes it's not the truth and maybe you need to go digging and find the truth.
And that's what comes in with both of you as students trying to decide, what am I going to read? Where do I find the information? What are the challenges? What are the issues? Because it's not just reserves across Canada, although they're the ones that have been highly impacted by businesses outside of their communities. But it's also rural locations, because many of the rural sites are on wells, and they're used groundwater. And so, you know, people are checking their wells, but not always for the high levels of certain chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Now, a quick question from that article. I don't know if you have it handy quickly, but one of the thoughts that I had was that the government of Canada was withholding information from the community, or was it the local community withholding the information?
I think it was, the federal government concealed the toxic water contamination from North Bay. So, okay. Yeah, the government, and then this reporter investigated that and discovered the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever had to do a search for data and collected information from the federal government, but when we did our water qualities research for specific reserves across Canada, one of the interesting challenges that both Sean and I had was finding data that would be accurate and current. You know, some of the data we found about wells and water, the water systems picking water out of the rivers in some reserves, the data was over 50 years old. And where was the rest of it, you know, you
mm-hmm.
say? Kudos to that reporter for really pushing hard to try and get the information. So, yeah, and as students thinking about that, when you get into whether it's literature and what you're reading, like we're going to talk about an author who's talked about The Break. It's a book she wrote, Katrina Vermette, and, you know, not right now. but we'll talk about that in the second hour, I think. And one of the challenges that you're going to have, too, is that as you're looking at commerce, there are businesses that are hiding the data.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Not intentionally. They probably, let's just say they're doing it by accident.
Okay. How do you unintentionally hide data?
you don't want to know. How's that? Because if you know, then you're going to have to tell people, right? That's all I'm saying. I know that you have to spend time thinking about, you know, how you're going to find the actual material that you need to make good decisions. So anyway, do you have Mike Byrne set up there, Sean?
Yeah.
We're not going to play him right away. But, Madeline, if you wouldn't mind, I've got a bit of information that was sent from Eric Adler, who is a publicist. And, you know, you're talking about corporate and music and that sort of thing, entertainment. Mm-hmm. Well, they wanted to highlight Mike Byrne, but he wasn't getting into Central Canada. He's from New Brunswick. But so I thought, okay, let's see what they have. And first part, if you wouldn't mind reading that.
Yeah, this is Eric Adler.
This is from Eric Adler.
Yes. So he talks about a poem in an old book I found at a yard sale. It is called Algonquin Legends. In the book, it has myths and folklore of the Wapanaki people. In 1800s, all these songs and stories were collected. The poem, We Are the Stars, stood out to me, and I loved it so much I wanted to incorporate my style of music. We all come from the stars when you pass onto the other side. We have to go through a fire as we do the same when we are born. When we look up at the stars, we see our past and future, our loved ones that have passed, and future generations that still haven't been born. And this is Mike Byrne in his own songs, in his own words about the song Into the River.
Okay, so we're going to go to Into the River.
Grammarly helps me get the best grades.
And I try.
And that was Mike Byrne with No Words for Goodbye. And next we have the Ollivanders, and I've selected the song Amazed and Amused. So here it is.
We'll be right back.
The Ollivanders. And you picked out a great song.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I actually really like that song.
Do you?
Very rock
and
roll.
It's not bad, yeah. Yeah, it's not bad at all. Can you play that?
Give me a few days and then I'll see.
Okay. Right. So, one of the things that we have tonight is a lot of fun, and we've done musical chairs now.
We have. Madeline's over here now.
And we have.
Genevieve is over there.
There we go.
With you in the Don Ross?
The Don Ross Studio.
Ross Studio there.
It's a lovely spot. Yeah, except that I do have a complaint.
You do?
Yeah, they put these...
They don't like to hear those around here.
I know. Doesn't matter. They put the foam on the walls and a couple of the windows, so it does not have any kind of resonance at all. I feel like I'm in a booth having my ears tested.
I think that's kind of the idea.
To have my ears tested?
No.
Come on.
Although they probably should be. the whole idea is that there be no resonance.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Anyways, a little science for
it's
you.
It's working. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Anyway, it's neat and tidy. When I came into the station today, they had the Studio A, that great big studio that we have, all decked out with looks like they were ready for four or five people to sit around a table and have a discussion. And, the other part of the fun part about the show was that when we walked into the Don Ross studio, it felt comfortable. Madeline, how did you feel about being in the Don Ross studio?
I don't know if I have any complaints. I felt it, it was a little cozy environment. I think, like was mentioned before, no residents, so you really get that good sound quality.
Mm. Yep, that's great.
What was the question? I had to get up and shut the doors.
Don't worry about the question. It was fine.
There was folks out there talking.
Oh, is that right?
There were.
I remember I said they're going to have a party here. What it feels like, yeah.
Anyways, what was the question?
Whether or not you were going to pay us all tonight.
I charge by the minute, actually.
No.
Unfortunately, no. You're going to get the same as we get.
Volunteers
doing the radio shows, yeah. But it's a lot of fun. It brings us, like right now, I'm meeting some young people who all have something that you want to share. Different, and yet you're in the same place.
Yeah.
The radio station, the university, so it's going to be interesting to see. I'm going to follow your shows.
Oh, okay. Yeah, amazing, yeah.
Madeline, have you got a show yet?
Yes, my show is Thursdays at 8 p.m., and it's called The Pantheon. We do a pretty wide range of music over there. This week it's going to be folk. Next week we're looking at some punk and some rock, so tune in if you can.
Mm. And then in the future you'll do indigenous musicians?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll put it in.
And you know what you're going to find? Somebody from every genre.
That's true. Yeah. Good point.
So there you go.
Yeah.
The whole year is already booked. Anyway, and yours is generally is on?
It's Saturdays at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
8 p.m. It's the yeah.
I know
prime time.
Coincidence. There yeah. we go.
Well, so you're giving everybody a chance to hear you now, but when you get going, you'll have fun. And if you get a chance to bring in guest speakers, or guest speakers are coming to your faculty, and you think they could be of interest to your shows, ask if you can record it. And because that's what we've been doing a lot over the years with policy studies, the medicine, the medical faculty, law. Where else would I say? Oh, faculty of education, lots there too.
Wow.
And the English department. So
absolutely. Yeah.
I spent a while before the pandemic, spending time with graduate students in English. And it's fascinating, you know, they get into a book. I'm introducing your book to you.
Yes.
And they get into a book, and then I'm sitting listening to them talk about the book, and I'm thinking, I better get somebody else to sit with me, because I am not as in tune with what they're talking about within the structure of the book. And, mm-hmm. you know, I thought about it, you know, sort of tangentially, but then I bumped into Sam McKegney, and he's a prof over at in the English department. And I asked if he would be willing to sit down with one of the students who was coming in to talk to us. Oh, he said, sure. And it was really fun because I was over in the other control room, the one where we'd use for interviewing people. And I sat there with them. And Sam and Genevieve had a conversation that lasted 32 minutes.
Oh,
it was fun. I really loved it because I didn't have to ask any questions. I didn't have to give any answers. They just talked back and forth, and it was just basically a conversation.
Mm.
So the way I like it.
Yeah.
But if and you'll also find that getting recorders, so if you can go and have a guest speaker somewhere, whether it's in commerce or you know in any of the places where you go, in the courses that you take, that a guest speaker here and there may be just what you need for your parts of it for your show. We've had policy studies allowed us to record a lot of the guest speakers coming in, and most of them would come and speak for 40, 45 minutes, and then they'd do Q&A. I never broadcast the Q&A because we wouldn't have the I didn't have the time to go around trying to get permission from all the people who asked the questions. but we did have we get the information from the permission from the speaker, and you know I learned something new every time we meet some of these guest speakers. So it's something you might like. And you just talk to the managers here, the tech manager or the program manager, about getting a recorder, and you can go and get broadcast quality recordings. So it helps in a way in putting shows together.
Yeah, for that, sure.
Especially when it's coming time to, you know, exam time or heavy paper writing. Yeah. And you think, what am I going to do for this week? Well, you can put it together over a couple of weeks, you know, and then
there
have it ready to go. So, yeah. Or just call Sean. He'll help.
Exactly.
Yeah. Call me what?
Just not late for dinner. Mm. Oh, there's the song we can do, right?
Well, I already have a song.
Oh, okay. now, I'm talking about books. I'll set this one up because I've just dropped that in your lap here earlier and given you time to kind of quickly look at it. And we're only going to introduce the book from its cover, basically.
Yeah.
But I was at my local public library. That's not very large library, but it's out in the country. And the folks there were rude at the librarian was really great. Said, "Oh, there's a couple of books you should take. Last week we had one, Sean, I noticed, was looking at it a lot, called Mi'kmaq Basket Making."
Oh.
And it was
nice.
It was beautiful. But the other books that they gave me, one was called Treaty Words, and I wish I brought that tonight to share with you. But that one is more written for probably 10 to 12, 14-year-olds. That's why I really liked it. But it was really, you know, written with the artwork that goes with it and something to think about. It was more storytelling, basically. Mm-hmm. But the other book,
Yes, this is the one we have in front of us today is The Strangers, and it's by Katerina Vermette. She's a Canadian author, actually, and her first novel, The Break, was all about specifically Manitoba. And this one, her new novel, The Strangers, it follows three young women and the ways that they go through life and how it's kind of all about how, you know, interpersonal relationships and how we're all kind of connected and we don't really, you know until something happens and you realize that the people in your life kind of impact you in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you honestly that I started to read it, and I almost need that roadmap that's in the front of that book.
Hey, that's why it's there.
I guess, yeah. It's grandparents and great-grandparents, and how do they all fit together, and yeah. And you have to remember as you're reading what it is. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said to both of you that I had some difficulties sitting down and reading it, so this is one that I'm going to have to read in the summertime.
Absolutely.
And I'll take it back and say, I'd like to make a reserve it for June 21st and then sit and read quietly outdoors as the black flies are gone and the mosquitoes start coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then and when was it published? That was one of the questions that I had right away, because Katerina Vermette has been quite a while since she wrote The Break.
Looks like it was 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So fairly recent, not just past couple of years. So I think, you know, I think it's good to have a bit of a balance in your what you read. You know, I think the classics are always super important, but, you know, I also encourage people to, you know, invest in current time and invest in current writers and, you know, don't toss out the baby with the bathwater. You know, there's some modern novels that, you know, might be a little mainstream, but you're always going to be able to find something good mm-hmm. if you really look for it.
So as you're going through your courses in English, then start thinking about Katerina Vermette and her writing, but then there are other Indigenous authors that are, you know, being coming to the surface.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
Madeline, we have Ollivander's CD ready. And you're going to have to pick a song from there. I don't think there are any that are banned from our airwaves at this time. So anything with swearing in it, we can't play, mm-hmm. right? But just...
we can play it.
Well...
We're just not supposed to.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So if you want to pick one.
All right. A superset of the Ollivanders. I'm drawn to number 4, maybe. Should we put that on? Heavenly.
Heavenly.
Heavenly, yes. Oh. Sounds pleasant.
Yeah. That'll be Katrina's next book. And do you have the that on the board ready to go?
CD 1 on. And
just hit it once.
I still got much more. Sabotine, I'll give.